AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. An apology from Rolling Stone magazine. AP correspondent Larry O'Dell reports it has retracted a widely discredited article about an alleged gang rape at the University of Virginia.
Rolling Stone ended up apologizing and admitting that there were some problems with the story, and they commissioned the Columbia Graduate School of Journalism to do a complete independent analysis of their reporting and editing processes to determine exactly what went wrong.
And that scathing report concluded Rolling Stone failed to meet proper journalistic standards. It said the magazine's failure encompassed reporting, editing, editorial supervision, and fact-checking. That November story had unleashed widespread protests at the university's Charlottesville campus. California's governor is defending his decision to order cuts in water usage because of drought.
Governor Jerry Brown's conservation order covers cities and towns, golf courses, even the length of time a person takes a shower. But farmers who use about 80% of the state's water get a pass. Brown tells ABC's This Week.
They're not watering their lawn or taking long showers, providing most of the fruits and vegetables of America.
Brown adds that before his mandated cutbacks, some California farmers were denied irrigation water from federal surface supplies, forcing them to leave hundreds of thousands of acres unplanted. I'm Tim McGuire.
The roof of a northern New Jersey church collapsed during an Easter Sunday service. Congregants at the Korean Union United Methodist Church in Rahway heard a cracking sound from above. Fire Battalion Chief Daryl Rutter says more than a dozen were hurt.
14 were taken to the area hospitals. One went to the trauma center in Newark. She had a head injury, was bleeding severely.
First game of the baseball season, St. Louis beat the Cubs 3-0. This is AP Radio News. In Southern California, authorities say 9 people were injured when a car and a tour bus collided in Bloomington near Fontana. Only one person seriously hurt. One of the gunmen who slaughtered 148 people at a college in Kenya has been identified as the law school-educated son of a Kenyan government official. The bishop in that town, Joseph Alessandro, says of the massacre,
"They were not Muslims. That was the only reason. So we feel very sad and very troubled. Yes, I can confess that these last 2 nights I couldn't sleep, not because of fear, but because of sadness."
The attackers separated Christian students from Muslim ones and massacred the Christians. In his Easter message, Pope Francis offered prayers for the victims.
I think, in particular, of the young people who were killed last Thursday at Garissa University College in Kenya.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.